found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. We say good afternoon to you right here on the Big Talker 1700, Jimmy B and TC. You can always join us on the show if you would like to at 264-1700. Again, that number is 264-1700. Great show lined up for you. 420 today, Kerry Miller, college basketball with Bleacher Report will be our guest. Then we'll get into a lot of the signing day stuff. First, for Iowa State at 440, Alex Halstead, 24/7 Cyclone Alert, once again with all the Cyclone information. At 5 o'clock, Rob Howe, Hawk Nation, will join us with how Iowa did on signing day. And then around 5:20 or so, Zuba Mahente from ESPN will be our guest. My brother from another mother, how are you today?
I'd be your grandson from another mother, maybe. It'd be the way that we'd be going here. But I'm doing good, Jimmy B. Yeah,
good, having
a little pep in the step here. We got a lot going on the local level.
We do.
Iowa plays well offensively against Michigan State last night, and we got three games out of the Big Four happening this evening. So good night of college hoops, a busy one, and stay bundled up out there as we get ready for another storm going to be happening here pretty soon. That aside, Jim, well, we got to start, I think, with the Hawkeyes and that performance last night. And certainly a couple different ways you can go with this, and you can talk about what happened last couple of minutes. They let the lead slip away, the last possessions, the two turnovers that they had. Moss forcing one up late in the shot clock as he had to pump something up and hit nothing on that one. But overall, even in a loss, you walk away. And I walked away saying, this was the team I anticipated we were going to see all season long. This was the Hawkeye team that was out there running. They were making plays. They were doing some things on the defensive end, but playing at such a high level offensively, this is what I expected to see. The crowd was good. They were into it last night. It just hasn't worked out, but I think it gives you hope. It gives you hope coupled with some of the positive signs that we've seen that this is a young team. They are getting better. Some things are starting to click. And you're hopeful, even in this disastrous year, for the future. It's not, oh boy, there's no chance at a rebuild. You see, going toe-to-toe with that Michigan State team, I still believe the most talented team in college basketball, you go toe-to-toe with them, you got some pretty good things happening.
Look, I watched the entire game and felt like Iowa was in it to win it. And they haven't been that engaged for the entire 40 minutes that I have seen all season. They didn't quit. They kept coming after Michigan State, got the lead, even when they couldn't maintain it and fell down, came back and found a way to reclaim the lead, only to lose it, of course, as you said, in the final minute. Okay, so here's where we are. Since they showed glimpses of brilliance in that game last night, Trent, but yet still lost to a top five team in the country, do they now feel, even though they're disappointed with the defeat, do they now feel that they have turned that page a little bit? And I don't expect them to shoot every game as well as they shot in the game last night. Mm-hmm. They shot incredibly well. Both teams did incredibly well. So is this the game, meaning last night, that now they take and it can carry over into the next game or two? Or aberration, played their asses off, crowd was into it, noisy at Carver Hawkeye, and then when they play their next game, it's back to the same old, same old. I'm caught between a rock and a hard place on those two scenarios.
No, and I completely agree, because we've gone down this road before. What was the win against Wisconsin going to do? Was it going to catapult? Well, they come out and they play like crap against Nebraska defensively, and they get blown out on the road. After the win last week against Minnesota, we see over the weekend against Penn State. I don't think you take this game and look at it that it's going to be some kind of building block for the final 3 weeks of the season, that this is going to catapult them and they're going to pull an upset late and they're going to, you know, win their final three games, which are all winnable as they finish things up this year. I still don't take it as that. I don't see them going in and beating Ohio State or Michigan. I don't see them beating Indiana, Minnesota, and Northwestern, all three of them in a row to cap off the season. So, you know, what does it mean? I get what you're saying, because I don't think it changes the direction of this team or give you hope that, hey, maybe this team can get on a run when they get to Madison Square Garden. I'm not buying in. They're still a terrible team defensively. They still gave up 96 last night to Michigan State. Michigan State's got a lot of talent. This is the same team that gave up 82 to Penn State, gave up 80 in a win against Minnesota, gave up 98 against Nebraska, on and on and on. Still not a good defensive team. And that's the number one topic of the offseason here. Joe Weisskamp is going to have a lot of talk about him. You know, this guy coming in, a top 40 player, the highest ranked recruit in the Fran McCaffrey era. How good is he going to be? How much impact is he going to make? But I'll tell you what, Jimmy B, if they don't get better on the defensive end, it doesn't matter, because Weisskamp is not a lockdown defender. He's a guy that is coming in and known as another scorer. They got scores, and this will help, no doubt, adding another guy to the guard court, somebody that's going to give them productive minutes, but they have to find a way. And I've been searching for answers there, Jim. One thing that I keep coming back to, though, it's time for a new voice. And no, not a new voice as the head coach. We know Fran McCaffrey is going to be there. We talked about the contract expansion. Yep. And we know all of that. He's not going anywhere. But this staff as a whole, with Kirk Sparrow, the group that's been there, Andrew Francis, and Sherm Dillard, this group has been together from the get-go. And after 8 years together, Jimmy B, a lot of times it's time for a change. You get into the same kind of mentality. You're doing the same things. You keep going back to what has worked in the past. And I just feel like it's time to get a new voice in there, be it some guy that's known as a defensive guru. I don't think it needs to be some young whiz kid. You know, a lot of times when you see a shakeup of the staff, it's, we got to bring in a guy to recruit. We got to bring in, you know, the next 28-year-old guy that's going to go out there and connect with the young guys. I don't think that's a problem for Iowa. They've recruited well enough to be good, and we've seen them be able to develop some of that talent. And some unheralded guys that have turned into very good, productive Big Ten players, from Devin Marble to Aaron White. Utoff was a top 100 guy, but turned him into an NBA player, on and on and on. That hasn't been a problem here. But Binger, it's a new philosophy, some new ideas, and to shake it up that direction. That's what I would like to see this offseason. And personally, I like all those three assistant coaches. I've talked to all three of them, and they're all really good guys. It's not like they're some kind of malcontent, and they need to make a change in direction because of that. But sometimes you get a little too comfortable, Jimmy B, and I wonder if that's the case after being together for 8 years. These guys have their comfort zone, and it's time to shake it up.
I wouldn't have an issue with that, and you're right. I've spoken to all of those guys as well. It's the head guy's not going anyplace. You and I both know that, unless he bolts for another job. He's loyal like Kirk Ferentz is, and that's why those guys have been there for the entire time that Fran McCaffrey has been the head man. I don't see him making a change unless he is told to make a change, or somebody accepts another job someplace. I just don't see it happening. I see his loyalty to his assistants the same as what Ferentz has had. Now, Ferentz has made changes because he's had guys. He's had guys move on.
No, but he's fired guys as well. Just lately, Bobby Kennedy moved on.
He moved on. Yep.
Greg Davis, quote unquote, retired. But he's made changes, and he has gone that route. Fran McCaffrey has not done that. And again, you get into the hurt feelings and those kind of things. But a guy like Andrew Francis, I think, would be a perfect example. Andrew Francis has been with Fran going back to his days at Siena. This is a guy that now, I think he's in his probably early 40s, late 30s, early 40s, something like that. If there's ever a time to go out there and become a head coach somewhere, be it back in the Metro Conference where they came from at Siena, even down at a D2 level back in New York where he's from, is something like that. I think the time is now. And that might be a conversation that Fran McCaffrey also has to have with Andrew Francis, is we got to make a change in this staff. I don't want to fire you, but hey, let's push for this. If he wants to be a head coach, or even if he doesn't, but look and see, hey, is there an assistant job opening at St. John's? Is there an assistant job, you know, opening in the Big East somewhere or back where you're from? Something along those lines. I understand, hey, Iowa City's a great place to live and to raise a family and all those things, but these are the things that you have to do. It's hurt feelings. Yeah, it can be tough, but I think that's something that you have to look at, certainly, with a guy like Andrew Francis. Sherm Dillard, mm-hmm. What kind of teacher is he? I don't know. He looks great in a bow tie. He looks great in a bow tie.
He's a good-looking dude. You're right. Yeah.
He's out there. He looks suave. He's ready to roll. But remember, this is a guy that was also out of coaching for a very long time. You know, he was working for Nike for a number of years. What kind of coach and what kind of teacher is he? I'm not so sure. So these are the questions when you're having a down year you have to have. And I think you brought up a good point. And it comes to Gary Barta telling Fran McCaffrey, you need to shake up the staff. Can you see Gary Barta doing that? Because I don't.
No.
I don't at all.
Not at all. No, right. I don't see it either.
But, again, speaking of uncomfortable, this would be uncomfortable for Fran McCaffrey. It'd be uncomfortable for Gary Barta, but in a season that has been as disappointing as Iowa has. They're 12-14. I didn't envision this team having 14 losses. I didn't envision having 10 losses in the Big Ten, and they still got 5 games to play. Nobody saw this coming. Well, when things like that happen, it better be a little bit uncomfortable. It shouldn't just be smooth sailing for everybody. I think it's a big offseason for Iowa basketball in a myriad of different ways, and I think this is one way that could help and get this thing turned around and figure out what's gone wrong, so wrong on the defensive end, because though they play at a high pace, Jimmy B., and that's going to be the calling card of Iowa basketball. You know, that is their identity. They don't have an identity on the defensive end. You don't know what it is. You're searching for that. You're trying to find it. They're 249th in the country in adjusted defensive efficiency. 249, far and away out of the power conference structure, Iowa is worst. I believe the second worst is Vanderbilt. They're 183rd. That shows you just how bad this team is on the defensive end. And that's got to change. You have to change that because you go back to when Iowa has been at their best in some of their better seasons. You go through and look at the efficiency numbers. 30th in the country, 2016. Mm-hmm. Very good. 30th for the pace they play. That's excellent. 34th in the country back in 2015. It goes to show you, this team, they can play defense. They've done it in the past under Fran McCaffrey. It can happen again. Maybe they just need a little bit of help to get there.
Maybe. I'm going to stand by my point. I don't think Gary Barta has the spine to tell Fran McCaffrey, hey, you got to have some defensive guru come in. Mm-hmm. Somebody with a different voice to come in and see if you can shake things up.
For some reason, you're supposed to be able to do that.
Yeah, I know, but I don't see it happening. I really don't. I don't know if you saw this because we've been going off on Iowa basketball, and rightfully so. Mark Morehouse has tweeted out, Trent, this coming spring, no Des Moines football practice this year. Did you see that?
I hadn't. No. I was not scrolling through Twitter like you do.
I understand. I multitask. I'm that kind of guy. So I can have a 7-7 in one hand and be on the iPad and watching TV in the other. So I'm good.
You are.
No Des Moines practice this year, but he says he's been told that coaches will be doing some things in the Des Moines area, but he doesn't know what that is.
Interesting.
No practice this year.
Well, a little bit disappointing for me personally.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, you weren't getting a whole lot out of it. They've tried to reconnect with the Des Moines market. I get all those. They did it for, 4 or 5 years? It goes away. Yeah. Another opportunity to see the Hawks. That's disappointing for us on a personal level, but you understand it. I mean, they have to bust the guys over. You practice. Got a 2-hour drive afterwards home. I would like to see it at least come back in some fashion at some point, but I get it. Year after year after year doing it, I can see why a break might be needed from that. Don't have a big problem with it. Jimmy B, we got a lot to get to today. We'll be talking about the Hawkeyes and that signing class with Rob Howe. Alex Halstead will be here on the Cyclone side of things. But next, we're going to talk college basketball with our man Kerry Miller from Bleacher Report. Talk a little bit more about that Michigan State-Iowa game with him. A look at the Big Ten, a look at the Big 12, even a look at the MVC. Jimmy B, Drake tonight plays Loyola. Take a closer look at that resume from Loyola. We know they had the great win on the road against Florida earlier this season. If the Ramblers run the table to the conference championship game and then get knocked off, could they get in as an at-large? I'm going to pose that to Kerry Miller coming up on the other side from Bleacher Report as we take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. A bad cold and flu season is upon us. The main difference between them is the flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
Cumulus Media and the American Heart Association invite you to join us for the 25th Annual Heart Ball presented by Iowa Heart Center in Mercy along with Unity Point Health Des Moines on February 10th at the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center. This fun event will highlight how far we've come in the fight against heart disease and stroke and how you can help make our community a healthier place to live, work, and play. Learn more, purchase tickets, or make a donation at heart.org/DSM Heartball. That's heart.org/DSM Heartball. We'll see you there.
There's no better time to buy a new or used car than right now. No matter the reason, everyone listening now would love to drive something new. Whether you're tired of that old clunker, concerned about your kid's safety, need the latest gadgets, or just looking for a change, dealers all over the metro are sitting on lots of trucks, cars, and SUVs. Stop by any Des Moines auto dealer location. Surely they have a vehicle for you. Low down payments, low monthly payments, low financing rates are all available. This message brought to you by Cumulus Radio Des Moines and 1700 KBGG.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Esther, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782 on insurance.
Liberty did what?
I know. It's a lot of money, right?
What'd you say?
Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Visit us online to get a quote.
What?
I said visit us online to get a quote, and you can save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Are you still talking?
Dance to your own beat this Valentine's Day. Purchase $699 or more at Helzberg Diamonds and get a free Mega Blast waterproof speaker plus power-up charger with built-in Amazon Alexa, a $339.98 value. Helzberg quality, style, and selection make it easy to find that perfect something, and this incredible speaker makes it a blast. So hurry into Helzberg Diamonds and dance out with this unbeatable offer while supplies last.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it, a new year upon us, a happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Have you ever been stumped by the question, what breed is your dog? Next weekend, you can finally get an answer. The Animal Rescue League of Iowa is hosting DNA Day at ARL Maine. The test is just $65. We'll collect your dog's DNA with a simple cheek swab, and you'll have the results in approximately a week. Walk-ins are welcome, or you can register online at arl-iowa.org/DNA.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. and our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hey, honey, going to the chicken coop to watch the game.
Whoa, football season is over. What game?
The basketball, soccer, hockey game, race.
Oh, big fan of those sports now, are we?
Yeah, always. You know me.
You're really just going for the wings and beer, aren't you?
Pretty much. Bye.
Yeah, buddy. The chicken coop knows what's up. The games are great, but the real MVPs are the flame-broiled wings and beer at your favorite sports bar. The Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill. West Des Moines and Urbandale.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock tonight. Always going to be a good conversation. Kerry Miller is going to join us right now. College Hoops with Bleacher Report. He's on the 1700, the Big Talker. Kerry, good afternoon, pal.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Everything's good. There are a couple of big games that are going to be played tonight. Ohio State-Purdue is big. Also, of course, in our area, the Iowa State-Texas Tech game is big as well. But let's quickly go back to last night when Iowa was matched up against Michigan State and that wild and fun offensive game that was taking place, and both teams just shooting the lights out in each half. Did you think that that game was both teams were going to score in the 90s in regulation time?
No, that was pretty intense. I mean, there were a lot of really fun offensive games last night, and then we also had Tennessee-Kentucky at the same time, which just felt like a horrible basketball game compared to all the good ones going on. But, yeah, that game last night, I mean, Miles Bridges was fantastic. I know Dan Dockich has been taking some slack for saying that he's not playing that well lately, but he kind of made up for it right in front of his face last night. I think he went for 25 points, had a really good showing against Iowa. But I was surprised that the Hawkeyes were able to score that much. I'm never surprised when Michigan State puts up 80, 90 points in a game, but for Iowa to play that well after, you know, how disappointing their season really has been thus far was pretty impressive to me.
Yeah, we've seen this Iowa team offensively be very good. Defensively, it has been a huge struggle out of them. Michigan State, when you look at that squad, though they've been picking up victories, they have struggled as of late. They're maybe not playing to their full potential at this point in time. Do you wonder, inside the locker room, with everything happening across that university and in East Lansing right now, if that is impacted the team? Because we know they're immensely talented, but it just doesn't seem like they're clicking at a high level, even as they've run off seven straight wins.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to nitpick them for, you know, they're still winning games. And this is really the point in the season where you see everybody kind of hit a wall. I mean, even Purdue, well, they've won 19 in a row, but their last four were all close games. They just barely skated by Rutgers over the weekend. So I don't know if it's related to the whole, you know, issue on the campus at Michigan State or not, or if it's just, you know, everybody's getting a little fatigued here. You would think if any team would be immune to that, it would be Michigan State because they play 10 guys every night. I mean, nobody averages more than 30 minutes per game on that team. I don't even think Miles Bridges does. So for them to be, you know, running out of steam would be a little bit strange, but I don't think it's affecting them that much. I mean, we always try and point to things going on campus as a reason for the basketball team to struggle. Like we did it with mm-hmm. North Carolina with the whole paper classes scandal, and they ended up making one championship and winning another in spite of that. So I think once they're, you know, in between the lines and playing their game, they're only focused on that.
Kerry Miller is our guest here on the Big Talker, Bleacher Report. We're talking college basketball. Kerry, with the way that you have seen this season play out thus far, do you have a favorite team? Do you think there's one team that will start to assert itself as we get into later February and get ready for dancing a little bit? Or do you still think it's just going to be a cluster with about 10 to 15 teams.
I think we're in between. It really feels like Virginia, Villanova, and Purdue have really asserted themselves as the favorites. Certainly Michigan State and Duke and Arizona, and those teams are still in the conversation just because of their sheer amount of talent, even though their resumes aren't as good as we thought they would be. But those three teams right now are so far ahead of everybody else. Like, we always end up being the one seed more than any other. Eventually, it ends up feeling like, you know, the top three seeds do kind of separate a little bit, but I can't remember it ever being this much of a divide at this point in the season where, you know, Purdue could possibly lose both of their games this week to Ohio State and Michigan State and still be a one seed after the weekend.
Virginia at the top. You mentioned that squad, and they're good, but they've been good. We've seen in the NCAA tournament, though, there's been some tough losses in there, giving up the big lead against Syracuse in the Elite Eight, mm-hmm. a couple losses to Michigan State. Why is this team Virginia? Or do you think this Virginia team is different? Or, hey, you get in a tough environment, Elite Eight against a good squad, maybe they'll fall short again of the Final Four. Where are you with the Cavs?
I'm absolutely buying stock in the Cavaliers. I think the last few years have just been strange circumstances. A couple years ago, they lost Justin Anderson to a broken finger late in the season. It didn't quite play up to their, you know, resume potential. Last year, Isaiah Wilkins was sick. He didn't even play in the blowout loss to Florida. And you mentioned the Syracuse game, which is, that is how Virginia is going to get beaten if they do lose in the tournament. It's just because they play such a slow-paced game, a low-scoring affair. If a guy gets hot like Malachi Richardson did in the Elite Eight a couple years ago, you know, even though announcers will say that, oh, a 10-point deficit against Virginia feels like 20 against any other team, it's still a four-possession deficit. You can make it up in a hurry because they can give up three-pointers from time to time. That's the only area where I'm even remotely concerned about this team, but I think they're easily the best defensive team this season, if not in decades, that we've seen.
Mm-hmm. Look, this is, I think, going to be a very fun stretch drive. I'm real curious about this. The Pac-12 is pretty much maligned by a lot of people, similar to the Big Ten this year. But what do you think is taking place out at Washington? And you sit there as a coach and wait for 15, 17 years as an assistant, being told that you're going to replace Jim Boeheim when he retires, and then Boeheim never retires. So then Mike just picks up and takes off and goes from one coast all the way to the other coast, and then he beats Arizona the other night on a buzzer beater. How does that? I mean, you can't make these stories up. This is like fantasy land.
Yeah, I just submitted for editing a piece on like a stock watch for bubble teams, and I wrote in that like of all the unpredictable, crazy things that have happened this year, Washington emerging as, you know, what right now looks like a lock for an at-large bid. I mean, they can certainly blow it in the next 3 weeks, but if the season ended today, they would be like an 8 or a 9 seed. That's a insane surprise. I mean, we all kind of thought that the move from Lorenzo Romar to Mike Hopkins was the good long-term decision. I don't know anybody who thought they were going to immediately contend in the Pac-12, let alone at a national level. This year, after losing Markel Fultz, their best offensive mm-hmm. piece, they also lost Malik Dime, their best defensive piece from last year. Now, all of a sudden, they're maybe the second-best team in the Pac-12. Like you said, it is a kind of a much maligned year for the Pac-12, but still, number two in that league is pretty darn impressive. We've gone from Chris Holtman to Bruce Pearl and now to Mike Hopkins, but it does feel like he's the runaway favorite for Coach of the Year today. We'll see if that holds up for another week or two, but incredible work for him and that program.
Here on the local front, the MVC, after the departure of Wichita, it's going to be a one-bid league year after year. They got off to a good start in the non-conference. You and I here from our state was a part of that, though the Panthers have collapsed. But now we have Loyola, who had the best win of anybody in the MVC with that road victory over Florida. They sit alone in first place. Let's play a little crystal ball here with you, Kerry. Loyola wins out the remaining six games. They get to the conference title game and then get knocked off, be it by Bradley, whoever you want to throw in the mix to beat them in that championship game. Does Loyola have a argument? They'd be 26-6 with that road win against Florida to sneak into the tournament and give the MVC two, or is it just going to come down to whoever wins Arch Madness will be in?
It's definitely possible. I mean, I haven't done much looking at, you know, most of the teams that we're projecting as automatic bids, just because until I have to think of them as a bubble team, I usually don't.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think they're 50-51, somewhere in that range in RPI, which is pretty strong. And there aren't any just, you know, grenade games or landmine games, however you want to word it, in Missouri Valley play, where they're going to all of a sudden drop like 20 spots
right
just by playing their schedule. I think they're going to remain strong in the computer metrics. If they keep winning, they could certainly be an RPI top 50 team. And, you know, right now we're considering teams like LSU and Temple for the NCAA tournament. They have 9 and 10 losses apiece. So if you give me a 26-6 team like Loyola, they definitely have a shot, I think. Obviously, we don't know for sure what the bubble's going to look like, and it does seem like in recent years the mid-majors have gotten kind of screwed by the committee, Monmouth in particular, a couple of years back. But
yeah.
I see no reason they wouldn't at least be in the conversation if we're playing it out like that.
Interesting, interesting stuff. Do you have, like, your Final Four already in your head, or is it still now with everything that's taking place? I mean, look, we got Duke, North Carolina tomorrow night. We just talked a little bit of this evening about Purdue and the way they can dominate teams. Do you have a Final Four right now, or is it still too early?
It is still too early, and it will depend on the draw, like always, but I do feel like those three teams I mentioned earlier, Villanova, Virginia, and Purdue, are so far ahead at the moment that if you know, gave me a bracket right now and they're three of the four number one seeds, I'm probably just going to pencil them into the Final Four, and then we'll see what's left over in the West region for me to pick from. I do kind of like, you know, kind of an off the radar team as my fourth one, just because it's a little boring picking all chalk. So right now I would go with a team like St. Mary's or a Texas Tech maybe as that fourth team, but we'll see how the bracket shapes out. I mean, it always depends on, you know, whose strengths match up with whose weaknesses.
Tonight, a good one in the Big Ten, Ohio State at Purdue, though the guys out in Vegas do not think that, as they have Purdue as a double-digit favorite in the matchup. What do you got with the Buckeyes and the Boilermakers tonight?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago I would have agreed with Vegas, and I would have thought that Purdue would just annihilate Ohio State, but Purdue's kind of, like I mentioned earlier, trending or slowing down a little bit, mm-hmm. kind of struggle with Rutgers, struggle with Maryland. So I don't know what's going on with the Boilermakers right now. I almost feel like I do hate when people say that, you know, a couple of years ago with a Kentucky or a Wichita State, like you almost want them to lose a game so they don't feel the pressure of having to win every game. But it does feel like a loss would be good for them at this point, because they've really been kind of just treading water for a while. They haven't looked like what we're used to seeing, like when you guys saw them just destroy Iowa a couple of weekends ago. Mm-hmm. That's what Purdue is capable of doing when they're playing at full strength. So if that team shows up, if they've just been kind of looking ahead to these two games against Ohio State and Michigan State, all of a sudden they're going to show up and just steamroll them, awesome. They'll be my pick to win the national championship. But we'll see what happens tonight and what happens on Saturday against the Spartans.
All right, you touched a little bit on Texas Tech, and mm-hmm. they will host Iowa State tonight. Iowa State beat them earlier in the year at Hilton Coliseum. I'm assuming that you don't think that repeat is going to take place.
Yeah, they didn't just beat them. They slaughtered them. That was like an 18-point
yeah.
game, wasn't it? It was
yeah.
ugly. It was right when Texas Tech was playing at its worst. I mean, they had just lost Zach Smith to injury, and Keenan Evans was in his cold spell of the season. But when he's playing well, I really feel like this Red Raiders team is kind of like 2011 Connecticut with Kemba Walker, where they don't have that great of a supporting cast, but that one guy can do so much for a team that's pretty good on defense that they can beat anybody on any given night. I don't know if they're going to, you know, do what Connecticut did and steamroll through the Big 12 tournament. I guess it was Big East for Connecticut, and then win six straight in March, but I think they have that potential, and that's why they're kind of that you know, off the radar team that I might pick to the Final Four if they have a nice enough draw, in my opinion.
Kerry Miller from Bleacher Report. Kerry, always good catching up with you. Thanks for your time today.
Hey, you got it. Thanks for having me.
Check out his work. You can find him on Twitter at Karen's James, and he joins us here on the program today. Quick timeout. We're talking Cyclones on the other side as we get into the 2018 recruiting class. They got a quarterback, another quarterback, to go on with Rial Mitchell, Jimmy B. Brock Purdy makes his commitment today. Had offers from Alabama. Was it a committable offer? Some people might disagree. Texas A&M made his decision last night. The coaches kept it quiet, and today we found out Brock Purdy will be making his way north to Ames. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Football recruiting next. Alex Halstead from 24/7 Sports. He'll join us on Jimmy B and TC. The 2018 State Wrestling Tournament is coming to 1700 KBGG. February 15th through the 17th on your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines. We're online, washersystems.com.
Tonight's forecast, light snow showers with minor accumulations, a low of 10. Then for Thursday, mostly cloudy, a little milder, a high of 28. Snow will be developing in northern Iowa, spreading southward by Thursday night into Friday morning. I'm Local 5 Chief Meteorologist Brad Edwards.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. That's right. With Grasshopper, you get all of the features of a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use directly on your cell phone. You get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to your team. And you can work from anywhere using Wi-Fi calling or our desktop app. And with our mobile app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. Voicemails are transcribed and sent to your email so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. Grasshopper.com/radio.
Sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. A bad cold and flu season is upon us. The main difference between them is the flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
Cumulus Media and the American Heart Association invite you to join us for the 25th Annual Heart Ball presented by Iowa Heart Center in Mercy along with Unity Point Health Des Moines on February 10th at the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center. This fun event will highlight how far we've come in the fight against heart disease and stroke and how you can help make our community a healthier place to live, work, and play. Learn more, purchase tickets, or make a donation at heart.org/DSM Heartball. That's heart.org/DSM Heartball. We'll see you there.
The 2018 Iowa High School State Wrestling Tournament is coming to 1700 KBGG. Catch myself, Trent Condon, on the call Thursday, February 15th through the state championships on Saturday, February 17th. We'll keep you up to date with play-by-play of all the local wrestlers from across central Iowa. Tune in to 1700 for the State Wrestling Tournament on your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG. The state tournament is pinned to you by Whitey Exteriors for roofing, siding, interior, exterior, and painting needs. Make it Whitey Exteriors.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy V and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We roll till 6 o'clock tonight. Always a good day when we get a chance to chat with Alex Halstead, 24/7 Cyclone Alert. He joins us right now on the Big Talker 1700. Alex, good afternoon to you. And before we get into the basketball game tonight, let's start with the big recruiting signing day. And I'll just kind of let you take it from there, and you can run through some of the guys and give us a little background on Matt Campbell and his staff, what they accomplished.
Yeah, so I'm, here at Jack Trey Stadium in the north end zone overlooking a snowy field, and just got done talking to Campbell about their signing day. And a little bit of a weird feel this year because Iowa State already signed 18 of the 21 guys in this class back on December 20th, and so they only signed three guys today, really more so just getting the final pieces and putting the finishing touches on this recruiting class. And so it doesn't have that whole signing day feel. They did get a couple guys today, not necessarily surprises. Things were trending their way in the final days or hours, but, a couple big gets for them. And, the class overall ends up seventh in the Big 12, and, I think Iowa State would like to continue to climbing that ladder. I don't think the coaches pay much attention to that, but, if you could continue to climb that ladder, I think it kind of puts you in a good spot, at least with the talent that you're getting on your roster and in your program. And, the last 2 years now, they've been seventh, and, the previous 6 years, I think the best they had finished is eighth. So they're starting to kind of put themselves in the middle of the pack of that Big 12, and I think that's an important indicator. Recruiting and recruiting rankings aren't the end-all, but there is some correlation when you do look through it about the teams who, win the recruiting wars and the rankings. A lot of times it does correlate to some success. And so, the big thing for me was, it was a smaller class, just signed 21 kids. Some schools signed 25, so fewer kids, but, their average 24/7 sports composite was 8.481. It's the first time there's ever been above 84. And in the last 2 years, they've gained a full point each class. And so you can just kind of see the uptick in recruiting. And I think we've seen the results a little bit. And, if they can continue to add the depth to the program, which is the big thing Campbell hit on today, then, they might be able to sustain those 8-win seasons that they had last year.
So the headliner certainly of this late recruiting signing period was the quarterback Brock Purdy. Had offers from Texas A&M, Central Florida, Alabama was involved. A big-time get out of Arizona, a kid that cannot just throw it, but had over 1,000 yards rushing on top of it. Two-part question, just the importance of this recruit, and what does it say with already one quarterback on campus and a freshman for next year in Riel Mitchell, them getting a second guy to come in for this class?
Yeah, so to the first point, I think getting him is big because it's a guy that they targeted right out of the dead period and they pushed for. And I think anytime you get kids that you wanted, that were at the top of your board, that's a big thing. Iowa State offered him January 11th, which that night the dead period was ending. And the next week, Matt Campbell went and saw him. And when Iowa State offered him, they joined Boise State and UCF, two respectable programs. Boise State's the best group of five school, probably right there with UCF, I guess now is probably the best group of five schools. So you have two of the best group of five schools, and then Iowa State joined, and then the next week, Alabama had already, offered him as a preferred walk-on, and, it's kind of crazy, like I had said I think back when it happened, that they get, you know, some three stars to turn down other schools for preferred walk-on spots, but they went and saw him throw, and then they switched it to an actual scholarship, a full immediate scholarship. Then A&M came in, Illinois offered. Arizona and Arizona State actually both reached out, but he told them no. I think to him it was probably like, you know, these two state schools are going to come in after Alabama and these other schools, you know, more of a reaction than them actually wanting him. So, you know, he did have a lot of interest, and, you know, 6'1", 200-pound quarterback that I think Campbell said today, he told Purdy that, you know, he's impressed with all of his numbers and what you see on film, but he watched his interceptions. I think he threw 57 touchdowns to 9 interceptions last year. And Campbell said the good thing is when you watch his interceptions, a lot of them are tipped passes and things like that, not throwing behind guys. And he just makes a lot of good throws. And like you said, he can run. He ran for 1,017 yards this last year. So a big get for them, I think, just to continue to add another body to that quarterback battle. And that goes to the second point. Like you said, they already have Real Mitchell. And so I think when it first happened, some people were surprised. But when you look at this roster, you know, Zeb Nolan they've got in the quarterback room, Devin Moore, but he's coming back off a torn ACL. And then now you have Real Mitchell and Brock Purdy. I think Campbell has talked a lot about how he wants to create competition. I think they felt that, you know, a quarterback can really change the program. And, you know, why not take another guy that they really like and, you know, let him compete? And I think the interesting thing is going to be, you know, how much can they use Real Mitchell in special packages? You know, I think that's a real possibility that he could play this year. And he's not a landing because his body's not landing, but more of that speed-type guy. I think they'll play with that in the spring. And if he plays next year, that separates him and Purdy by a year then as well.
Interesting on that aspect. And still haven't heard a word, even though I look on Twitter every day, and it says, any day now you're going to get a ruling from the NCAA on Kemp, but so far nothing, right?
Correct. We asked about it again today, and Campbell said that there should be something in the next day or two. So I think at this point, I think they have a pretty good idea. And I had heard that as of the last week or so that they had a much better idea, but they were still waiting on some finalization. They didn't want to, you know, announce one way or another and then not have everything completely finalized. And so I think that's been one of the holdups. And I think probably today, you know, even if they know today, they don't want to necessarily overshadow National Signing Day. So I think Campbell said he hopes to know within the next day or two, which to me hints that it's either going to be finalized or they're going to be ready to announce it, you know, maybe by week's end. And at this point, you know, everything I gather, I think they're pretty confident that Kemp will be back next year. And so that obviously adds another quarterback back to that room. If that's the case, I guess we'll find out for sure.
Alex, headline over on CycloneAlert.com that you have, Iowa State posts its best 24/7 sports composite average in history. Now, for people that are simple, just look at recruiting rankings, and this class checks in, I think, at 51, the latest that I saw earlier today. Tell us, though, what the composite average means and really what that means as it pertains to the class that's coming in.
Yeah, so the composite average is it's an average of the 21 recruits and their grades. You know, 24/7 Sports does an average composite. So, you know, I'm trying to think one off the top of my head. I think Zach Peterson, the defensive end from North Scott High School, his composite is 8.444. And the composite is made up of the industry grades. And so Rivals, ESPN, and 24/7 Sports all rank recruits. And then the composite is the average of those rankings. So it kind of takes out the, you know, the highs and the lows. And some of the old, you know, when I was back at Scout, which is now, you know, owned by 24/7 and kind of merging together, it used to be a star average. So, you know, a school might average 2.85 stars or, you know, 3.25 stars. The composite, it's a little bit easier to understand. And so Iowa State's average composite this year is 0.8481, which you could also say is 84.81. And that's a mid-3-star. And 85 is a mid-3-star at 24/7 Sports. And 90 is a 4-star. And so, you know, their composite average this year is a mid-3-star. And I think that kind of shows some of the progression. You know, last year their composite average was 83.90. And so you're almost a point better than they were last year. And last year was better than their first year. And so I think at some point it's going to level off. You're not just going to keep going up. You know, Alabama averages in the 90s, schools like that. And so it's probably going to level off at some point. But I think, you know, if you look at the chart that's with that story, there's just a huge uptick in the last 3 years under Campbell. And so I think that shows some of the reason I think we've seen some of the success is because they're starting to build depth. And Campbell said today they think they're still playing catch-up at some positions. One was quarterback, one is safety in the offensive line or areas they still need to get depth in there. But I think when you see that, when you look at the top to bottom of Iowa State's class, you know, 15 of those 21 commits are basically mid-3 stars or above. So their classes are deep. They're not maybe top-heavy with, you know, a bunch of four-stars, but, you know, there's nobody that's a two-star in this class, according to the composite. Mm-hmm.
All right, before we let you get out of here, tonight, basketball on the road at Texas Tech, a team that Iowa State thumped a few weeks back, but they're shorthanded again tonight. How does this play out, Alex?
I think Texas Tech wins. You know, like you said, I think the game in Ames was kind of stunning. And, you know, I'll admit that I didn't feel like Texas Tech was a top-10 team, although, you know, since Iowa State beat them, they've continued to play well, and they're still right up there. So, for some reason, you know, when Iowa State beat West Virginia, it felt more like that top win than the Texas Tech game, even though Texas Tech was ranked higher. But Texas Tech has talent. They play good defense. And the thing about the Ames game is, you know, and Steve Frohm talked about it on Monday, Texas Tech missed a lot of little bunnies that, you know, they probably went back on film and said, hey, they normally make those. And Iowa State really shot well that game. You know, Donovan Jackson shot really well, and everybody kind of, you know, played well. I think it's going to be tough tonight, though. You know, on the road, Iowa State's really struggled, and I think until they play a little bit better on the road, it's hard to predict them to do much. You know, they did play well against Kansas on the road a few weeks back, but since then they've just really struggled. And like you said, they're shorthanded again, and you know, I think they're still figuring things out. You know, Lindell will show some things at times at that point guard position, but Donovan Jackson's kind of been on and off, and so, you know, Nick Babb's out tonight, could be out Saturday, and then back next week, and Hans Brace is out too, so for the week. So, you know, maybe that means more to Kobe Vong and Terrence Lewis, and so far those two have been inconsistent, as we saw against Baylor. And so, you know, I think there's going to be some struggles maybe tonight, but you know, they have surprises too. And, you know, if they play at least with, you know, some of the physicality that they have at times, you know, they can at least maybe make it a game. You know, they played well in the first half against Baylor, and in the second half it was just completely got away from them.
Can't give up those 15-0 runs, that is for sure. Hey, good stuff as always, Alex. We will talk again next week, and I probably won't be quite as busy with signing day in the books. Looking forward to it. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
That's Alex Halstead, 24/7 Sports at CycloneAlert.com. He's got a ton of information up there on this recruiting class, the latest commitments, picking up a Georgia receiver, a big signing there, and, of course, Brock Purdy signs on the dotted line for Iowa State. Jimmy B, we got another hour to go. We're going to talk Hawkeyes on the other side. Rob Howe from Hawkeye Nation will stop by. We'll get a look at what Iowa signed today as they put the finishing touches on their 2018 recruiting class. It comes up next here on Jimmy B and TC.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1131. 3333. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
The Animal Rescue League of Iowa is looking for people who can give an adoptable pet a break from the shelter for 1 week, 1 month, or more. Fostering a pet through our shelter getaway programs for cats, dogs, and even horses allows you to help homeless pets without the lifetime commitment. So whether you are longing for pet companionship but can't commit long-term, or you are able to make room for one more on a short-term basis, we need you. Visit arl-iowa.org to learn more.
DirecTV Now presents Don't Be Frustrated with Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, oh, hey, man.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm just banging my head against the wall over and over again.
Ooh. Why?
Because I've got cable, and it's so frustrating. Ooh. I had to wait hours for the cable guy. Now I have this big, ugly cable box.
You know you should just get DirecTV Now.
Okay.
It's live TV you can stream on any screen. Ooh. No cable guy, no cable box.
Really? That's amazing. Now I won't have to bang my head against the wall anymore.
Nope. Ooh. Now you can watch on your phone, tablet, or TV while you bang your head against something softer, like this pillow.
Mm.
The squeaky toy.
Oh. Hmm.
This loaf of bread. This bicycle horn.
Fun.
This whoopee cushion. This potato. Who doesn't love mashed potatoes?
Get DirecTV Now and get rid of cable. Watch live TV with no cable box. Only from AT&T.
DirecTV Now requires a compatible device that is sold separately. Your service renews monthly at a minimum of $35 a month until you cancel. Limit 2 concurrent streams. Pricing subject to change. Taxes and restrictions apply. See DirecTVNow.com for details.
Sponsored by Serta, it's the Serta President's Day event. Get a free box spring or save up to $500 on a Serta adjustable set. Visit SertaRetailers.com. Experience Serta comfort today at Archer Home Center in Adel.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
You can help plant the seeds of hope in the Heartland. Imagine how an at-risk child's life can change when one small act of kindness leads to an entirely different path. Wildwood Hills Ranch is transforming the lives of at-risk children, one heart and one child at a time, through year-round character, leadership, and teamwork training. Frederick Douglass was right. It is better to build strong children than repair broken men. Help forge a path by sponsoring an at-risk